Yo.
50 years of hip hop. 50 years of hip hop from Listener Power, KEXP. Welcome to 50 Years of Hip Hop. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. This week, Jasmine Albertson takes us back to 2016 with the track Caroline by Portland MC Amine.
"2016 started out as a good year. We'd had a black man for president who, all accounts, was good, fair, and kind. It really seemed like the country could only progress from there. But over the course of the election cycle, our optimism shattered as we saw demonstrable hate come out of a man who could, and eventually would, become our new leader. Perhaps that's why the song we grasped to that summer was a sunshiny, carefree, completely non-political ode to love, Caroline.
Bad thing, fine as hell, thick as fool, oh my God.
Overall, 2016 was an absolutely banging year for music. According to comedian and musician James Acaster in his book Perfect Sound Whatever, it was actually the best year of music. And it's difficult to argue with that. We had Beyoncé's Lemonade. Frank Ocean's Blonde. In the halls of your hotel. And David Bowie's Black Star, his final record before his devastating death that year.
Look up here, man, I'm in danger.
Notable names ruled in 2016, but the most unlikely song that filled our ears came from an otherwise unknown rising hip-hop artist from Portland named Amine. Caroline hits all the marks of a perfect summer jam. As KXP's Martin Douglas says, one of the hallmarks of a quintessential summer jam is that it can be bumped in the car with the windows down while rolling with the homies. Caroline is bouncy, catchy, more than a little bit raunchy, and the song is pure, unadulterated joy.
Cause great scenes might be great, but I love your bloopers. Imperfects for the urgent, baby, I want forever. Caroline, don't you see that?
Inspired by Outkast's Roses in name, Amine aimed to make a modern-day Billie Jean. He proclaims his love, or perhaps just infatuation, with a woman he just can't get enough of, with comparisons to Beyoncé and the actress Megan Good describing this girl as a bad thing. She's fine as hell, with a body that won't quit, and Amine wants to do some very dirty things with her. I do love when a rapper extols nothing but praise for a woman. Granted, I may not be on board with getting gory like a Tarantino movie in the bedroom, but I'm not gonna yuck anyone's yum.
Let's get gory like a Tarantino movie. Don't wanna talk it out, can we fuck it out?
The song hit the masses hard, despite the censors working overtime for radio play. Caroline reached number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and eventually went 5 times platinum. The track got Amine signed to Republic Records and even landed him a spot performing on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Single Caroline has over 150 million streams worldwide. Wow. Making his TV debut, give it up for Amine!
This is an incredible feat for anyone, but especially for an artist who was essentially unknown before dropping the track. Amine also comes from a place where hip-hop is not exactly known to thrive. Portland, Oregon. Still, Portland has a lot to offer in the way of hip-hop. Local acts like U-Crew, Five Fingers of Funk, Life Savas, Cool Nuts, and The Last Artful Dodger have gotten traction over the years.
Coordinated. Fornicated, think too much, we should just shut it down. Speaking of,
Amine continues that legacy of artists keeping Portland on the hip-hop radar. However, racism and underrepresentation of minorities in the city have held back hip-hop artists from commercial success. Just last year, the Seattle Times wrote an article titled, "Portland is still the whitest city in America," with 66.4% of the population identifying as non-Hispanic white in 2020. The history of Oregon is bleak, to say the least. It imposed extreme laws that prohibited black people from living in the state until the ratification of the 14th Amendment in 1868. This set into motion a century and a half of discrimination in housing, jobs, and education, making the city an incredibly unfriendly place for minorities like Amine.
That's always been a struggle, especially growing up as a Black kid in Portland, Oregon. Like, you know, there just isn't a lot of us there. So we never felt like we were welcomed in with open arms or felt comfortable walking around my own city, which I love dearly to my heart.
Amine was born Adam Amine Daniel and is a first-generation child of Ethiopian and Eritrean immigrants. At home, he spoke Amharic and listened to Ethiopian music. Every summer, Amine escaped the racism he experienced in Portland to be in New York. He spent time with like-minded musicians and interned at music magazines and labels. Now, he lives in Los Angeles, as one often does when they have a multi-platinum record. Before he released the album Good For You, Amine had dropped a number of mixtapes and EPs, most of them scrubbed from the internet. I could only track down two on SoundCloud, 2014's Odyssey to Me and 2015's Calling Brio.
Ring the alarm, hot ass nigga, yeah. Big ass head so my dreams get bigger, yeah. Big campaign song so my flow get sicker.
Good For You features collaborations with some big names like Ty Dolla $ign, Nelly, and Offset.
This is dedicated to my ex-lovers, hope that you hear this, never find another.
This year, Amine is set to release a collaborative record with K-Tronada, aptly titled with the portmanteau K-Tramina.
No matter if you're with somebody new, you gon' think about me and I'll think about you too.
Forever.
Caroline is about as far as you can get from a political track. Still, in January 2017, Amine used his performance on Jimmy Fallon to address the then newly elected President of the United States. Accompanied by a six-piece string orchestra and floating backing vocals, Amine tacks on an extra verse, admonishing Trump.
You can never make America great again. All you ever did was make this country hate again.
And with that, a new chapter began for U.S. politics and for hip-hop.
This piece was written by Jasmine Albertson. Audio was produced by Roddy Nickpour. Next week, we're taking you back to 2021 with the track Montero by Lil Nas X. Yo, I'm Larry Mizell Jr. We'll see you next time on 50 Years of Hip Hop from listener-powered KEXP, where the music matters.